My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nathaniel Lowe at the plate has been on board twice, and he lifts this one high into the air, deep into left field. Burleson going back, racing back to the wall, and it's gone into the Rangers bullpen. An opposite field home run for Nathaniel Lowe, and the Rangers are up now 6-2.
Good morning, Metroplex. That's the way we start the Tolo Tuesday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby live from Oxnard, California, brought to you by Best Buy Windows and Siding, Guardian Caps, and Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. We are live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube, and they just refuse to leave the top of the show in terms of being a possible trade contender. 6-3 yesterday over the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis got to see Nathan Eovaldi up close. And, of course, Houston and Seattle both lose. So you're now 3.5 games back in the American League West and 6 games back in the wild card.
Yeah, and I don't think it's any coincidence that Eovaldi, Robertson, Spores, and Yates all threw last night.
Man, I hope not.
I don't think it's any coincidence. Those guys hadn't pitched since Thursday and Friday, respectively. And they just happened to pitch 24 hours before the trade deadline. I don't think there's any coincidence. Because they still might not know. They still just be dangling guys, whatever. But I don't think there's any coincidence that those guys threw last night.
It's not weird that Yates threw.
It's not weird that they threw in the terms of...
And since Thursday?
It's weird in the sense that they were in a position to have a save, have a victory after the way they played against Toronto.
Yeah. So from the standpoint of the win, like, that was everything worked out. Like, I think they wanted genuinely to get these guys into a game to, you know, last final showcase, especially against a team that may be in the market for some of them. It just struck me as, okay. I don't think that's very odd.
6 innings for Nathan Eovaldi, 3 hits for Wyatt Langford. You heard Nate Lowe do his thing, so now you're back with the seesaw, 3.5 games back after the two teams ahead of you lose.
Shook it up, baby. They shook up the top of that lineup. When was the last time you think Marcus Semien hit third in a lineup?
Ooh.
Oakland?
It's probably been a while, so they shake it up. Josh,
you don't have the answer?
I genuinely don't know. I have no idea, but... Marcus Semien, who's been consistent leadoff hitter here in Texas, they shake it up. They go Josh Smith, Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, shake up that lineup, and they get production. Everybody, they collect 6 hits from the top 4 in the lineup there with Wyatt Langford hitting cleanup. So maybe that was the solution all along. Shake it up, baby.
So the team that that they're playing now in St. Louis, they're 2 back in the wild card. Pittsburgh is next at 2 back in the wild card. Or right there with them. And people in Pittsburgh are talking about buying. My buddy in Pittsburgh, radio host, he's like, buy. They're all talking about buying there. And, you know, we're kind of, I mean, Bobby's in sell mode. I'm kind of in small buy. Are you in hold? Where are you now?
I could go either way.
Yeah.
Small buy. You want to sell all the contracts that you're not bringing back? I'm totally fine with that as well. They're not winning it this year.
No,
I'm not.
I don't think so.
That's my stance. I'm not married to anything for this year with any type of false hope. I'm worried about being a contender for next year.
Like, Tampa's closer to the playoffs.
And I would prefer to keep Eovaldi, but I realize those challenges.
Right. Tampa's much closer to the Rangers, to the playoffs than the Rangers. They're 3.5 back in the wild card. But, you know, their run differential, they look at the run differential like it's minus 50. We should be further back, whereas the Rangers are in the positive. They should be much, much closer. They're just not. They've blown too many games.
Can't you just have one of these handshake deals with Eovaldi, though, that have become common in baseball? Like, can't you say, like, look, if you really want to be back here, let's just go ship you off, give you a chance to contend for this last half a year. You opt out, and then we work out your deal in the offseason, and you come back to a team that's stronger because we've gone out and made a deal for you.
If they pay him.
Yeah, they got to pay him.
Which a lot of people think the Rangers... There's some people who believe that the Rangers ownership was fine with a 3-game loss. Mm-hmm. Not rooting for it, but fine getting swept because they don't want to buy. They don't want to have a pressure or a spotlight put on them in order to acquire. There's some that believe that.
I mean, I think that that's a fair conspiracy theory. And look, I mean, you can have the handshake, and the handshake has worked at times, but at other times, I mean, John Lester famously had a handshake deal with the Boston Red Sox when he was traded to Oakland.
And then he balked.
And he signed with Chicago, the Cubs.
He got the yips.
And he signed with the Cubs, and I mean, I guess it worked out. He wound up winning a World Series. You know, so, like, it's happened where guys have been like, yeah, I went and saw the grass elsewhere and not really wanting to go back.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, also... Nathan Eovaldi has been elsewhere. If he's going to balk on you and go somewhere else, that's going to happen whether you trade him or not. That's going to happen just because he gets to free agency.
Nate Evaldi's control has been out of control. I'm on fire this morning. Did not walk a hitter for the 6th straight outing, covering 43 innings. His last walk came in the 3rd inning of a June 26 game at Milwaukee. He's faced a franchise record 166 straight hitters without issuing a walk. And he changed his uniform yesterday and undershirt after every single inning during the game. But that St. Louis Heat ain't no joke. It started with a heat index around 138 Celsius. So he was changing his uniform and undershirt after every single inning. The Celsius I got from ESPN.com. But yeah, nasty, muggy in St.
Gross.
Louis.
Gross.
Meanwhile, the Cardinals... They did make a deal.
Yep, and might have screwed us. The White Sox might have screwed us a little bit here. The St. Louis Cardinals make a trade for Eric Fetty.
Yeah.
From the Chicago White
Fetty
Sox.
Wap.
Yeah, that's exactly who that is, Fetty Wap. A 3.11 ERA this season, 3.76 FIP. So, I mean, the peripherals have matched up pretty well. He actually wasn't even in the majors last year. He was pitching in Korea. But the Cardinals make a deal for a starting pitcher with the White Sox starting to offload, starting to sell. So that one's a little, if you're talking about creating a market for Nathan Eovaldi and why it maybe isn't a great idea to yo-yo back and forth and figure out what you want to do, there's an argument for it right there. You kind of were twiddling your thumbs for a little bit and you lost some.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Who definitively reports had been out there, they were interested in Eovaldi, and that was a top target for them.
Yeah, and St. Louis is doing the buy-sell. They're doing the buy and sell right now. And I think that's the trend that we're seeing this offseason, where we're seeing teams want to buy and want to sell at the same time. I think it's smart. It gives you a lot of options.
Regular season, right? Not offseason?
Yeah. Right now. Like at the trade deadline, we're seeing teams want to buy and want to sell. So I don't think it's a problem if the Rangers want to offload Michael Lorenzen and a couple of other guys and then still be on the buyer side too.
They made 11 roster moves yesterday. Like, everyone is waiting to see what they do. They made 11 moves. Josh Young is back, and so is Cody Bradford. They already made it known Bradford is going to be coming out of the bullpen. That's how much starting pitching depth we have. We're absolutely loaded.
As a
non-playoff team. So Bradford is back. Zeke Duran was also recalled. John Gray goes on the 15-day IL with the right groin strain. Andrew Kisner, Justin Foscue, Ornelas, some of these names being optioned to AAA. Evan Carter transferred to the 60-day injured list. Bye-bye for his season. But Young and Bradford set for their first action since April. Josh Young, checking in with him in the minors every night on social media. He's getting hits.
It's good to see him back and Bradford. Bradford was and does have the ability to be a really valuable piece down the stretch if he can come back and be healthy. Obviously, Young solidifying and extending the lineup. And the bummer is the Evan Carter situation. I assume that transfer is retroactive to his original day on the DL. I don't know how the new rules work and everything, but it's a bummer because it has been a wasted season for him. And many thought he had a real legitimate chance to win the Rookie of the Year along with Wyatt Langford. He was such a good player last year for us.
Well, the way he played this year erased chances.
Well, it did, but I think games-wise, he still had a chance.
The interesting thing to me there is the idea of putting Bradford like right back in the bullpen, because Bradford did not look bad on his rehab starts, and he was the most dominant pitcher you had the first three outings he went out there this year, where it was 18 innings, he had 17 strikeouts and 2 walks, was not like getting hit hard at all, looked like a completely different pitcher. So I don't know if that's just a thing where they're just planning on, hey, let's work him back into the bullpen, get him some innings and work him back in, or if that's, no, this is where he belongs now. Because to me, he looked like one of your five best pitchers you possibly had at your disposal this year when he was pitching earlier.
The Mariners making more moves. Justin Turner is still around. Good grief. What is he, 39?
Something like that.
They get Justin Turner from the Toronto Blue Jays.
I always think of Justin Turner when we're out here because he had the most annoying LAX, like, please, if you see something, say something. If somebody leaves their baggage somewhere, it was like an LAX like PSA video that ran all across the airport. Yeah, a couple years ago. And I grew really tired of seeing his ginger beard everywhere. But he's been on a tear with Toronto just the last few games. If you look at it, he has 8 hits in his last, what is that now? In his last 14 at-bats, he has 8 hits. And so he's been on a tear recently with them, trying to get the hell out of Toronto.
And they're in sell mode. Because they send the cooch.
Right after sweeping us?
Yeah, they sweep the range, and then they send the cooch to Houston.
It's weird. Normally, after you sweep a bad team, you buy in completely and say that you're gonna be all in.
Wow, are you maturing? You didn't. Your response and stop down wasn't for the cooch? Who was the cooch?
Kikuchi. Yusei Kikuchi, the pitcher from Toronto. They send him to what?
Just because who's the cooch, and you go, the coochie.
Kikuchi. Kikuchi from Toronto, they sent him to Houston for Utility player, an infielder, and a right-handed pitcher. So, I mean, they're kind of buying into. And they need some pitching help. They've had some injuries this year.
Justin Turner's going to be 40 in 2 months.
The Mike Gundy era.
Max Scherzer against Lance Lynn today on 105.3 The Fan.
Man, do not try to bunt on Lance Lynn today. He will throw at the next hitter. That's
You said you were going to give him a heart attack.
Well, you would. You might. But that's kind of funny. Like, it's been his MO as he's gotten older. Really everywhere, but as he's gotten older especially, you bunt on him, he's going to throw at you.
Lynn gave up 10 runs in 2 2/3 at the Nationals on July 6th. Since then, 2 runs over his last 11 innings. So, 2 earned. He settled it down on the season of 4.17 ERA.
Man, who lets their pitcher give up 10 runs in a game before they get taken out? It's just so early in the game, they don't want to kill the bullpen, I guess.
Man, doesn't it feel... does it feel like he was here just a couple years ago?
Yeah, it feels like it was like 2 years ago, maybe 3.
2020. Yeah. It feels like it was less time than that.
Well, we were also talking about him as like a trade option a couple different times over the last few years, so maybe it's just the association there. I can't think of Lance Lynn without thinking of he's the reason they had to change the bullpen at the old ballpark, because when La Russa called to the bullpen during the World Series, he accidentally called Lance Lynn in because they couldn't see down there. And then he had one batter and went back out. And so the next year they're like, yeah, we got to make it easier for visiting teams to call down to the bullpen.
105.3 The Fan combine yesterday out here on the practice fields during the Cowboys' off day. What happened, RJ Choppy?
Came out there and, quite frankly, dominated.
You dominated.
I did. I won the throwing contest. It was not a spiral contest.
Wasn't the tight spiral that Carter had originally teased?
We did not go with the spiral contest. We decided to do a throwing contest. And we had Ruben.
Was it distance? Was it accuracy?
Yes, it was distance.
Oh my God.
Distance.
I cannot hold on to this football.
You gotta lick the fingers and you gotta rub them together like this. Yeah. So you need some friction.
Yeah.
We had Ruben set up down the way. So Ruben was the official yardage guy. I won that.
Who else impressed and who embarrassed?
Kevin embarrassed. Kevin tried, I think Kevin did okay in the kicking, but he tried to do a field goal, and he did a little hop. Like
a skip?
A skip kind of in the middle.
Because like, a skip sounds a lot worse than a hop, even though it could be the same thing.
It was like he took a step, and then another step, and then he did a hop, and then 2 more steps, and then a hop, then the kick. Mm. And the kick never got off the ground. One of them did. The wind knocked his kick down on a 30-yard field goal attempt. But Corey won the kicking, and I won the throwing part of the 52 yards. 52
he
yards.
He hit a 52-yard field goal?
No, that was the throw. My throw was 52 yards.
More than half the field. Good for
field
you.
Goal was... it was a little less than 30. Yeah, I think it was a 25-yard field goal.
Sounds like you could be the second quarterback on this team right now.
Sign me up, man.
Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube as we finish out the week here in Oxnard, California for Cowboys Training Camp, brought to you by the On-Time Experts, Best Buy's Window and Siding. And if you're watching on the Fan Cam, thank you. And thank you to Uber One. New members enjoy 3 months free at joinuberone.com. There is a report that CeeDee Lamb's deal is very, very close, and Bobby will get you set for the first padded practice of training camp. It's going down today right behind us. That's all next as we go inside the Star on the home of the Cowboys right after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.